Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many can bless the Lord? Isn't he good? Praise God. It's a beautiful anointing in the house. I'm excited to be able to be the speaker, the preacher of today. I know that the Lord have ordained this day. But before we begin preaching, I would like to first of all thank God for allowing me to be here, and also thank Reverend Armstrong and his ministry. I'm very humbled to be here in his absence. And when he gave me the call and said, "Brother, I would love for you to speak on Sunday," I looked at my wife. I said, "I need to do whatever I need to do, but I need to be there because I know that God abides in Shiloh." Amen. So I'm humbled and privileged to be in the house of God and to be here with every single one of you. I thank the deacon, the deaconesses, the ministry staff, and the whole church for opening the doors for my ministry and my wife and I to be here and be part of you. Like I said from last service, I believe that this is home. When I say that this is one of the places that I like to come to because I feel like I am at home, if that's okay. So I'm going to give you a piece of my heart. I believe that God has connected our ministries together. I believe that the Lord has us here. And this is a dream come true for myself. I've been in ministry for 13 years, and I've asked, every time I would come by this street, I would say, "God, I would love to one day be able to speak there, because I know that you're doing something amazing in that ministry." And last, a couple months ago in March, God opened the door, and it's just been an amazing, amazing time. So again, I thank you guys. I also, before I begin, I do not come alone. I've traveled many places. I've been through, God be the glory, to South America, Central America, to Europe, and I still can't find such a beautiful woman like the one that the Lord has given me. If she can just stand and wave to the church. Some of you know her. If you don't, her name is Cynthia Raices. She's a big part of our ministry. She prays for God to move, and without her, I'm not able to do it. I always say that. I thank my wife for being part of my ministry. I send greetings from my home church and my pastor, Reverend Jose Rodriguez. He's given us full covering to be here with you, and he's praying so that God can move. So I send greetings from my pastor and my first lady as well. And I always do this, and I will never forget to do this, because honestly, I owe it all to God for his grace, and also for my mother's prayers, for the reason why I'm here. So I send greetings on behalf of my mother, Lydia Rivera. She's not here, but I guarantee she's praying so that the Lord can move in a mighty way and the word of God can touch each and every one of us. So she is part of my ministry, and I want to carry her legacy as far as the Lord would allow me. Amen. I'm excited to preach this morning or this afternoon. I'm going to be doing what Pastor requested. He said that I want you to preach the message you preach in the anniversary, and I smile within, because that is one of my favorite sermons. So I have no problem preaching one of my favorite sermons to a church that I absolutely love. So if you can go with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 133, we're going to read verse 1 through 3, Psalm 133. And when you have it, if you can come to your feet, that'll let me know that I can begin reading so that we could all read together. Psalm 133. And the word of God is read, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that run up down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Father, I pray that you would get glory here today, God, that you would eliminate me out of this equation and that you would be glorified. I pray that you would anoint my lips and everything that comes out of my mouth is to glorify you and to bless each and every one of us. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Today I would like to talk a little bit about the power of community. If you can look at somebody next to you and say, there is power when we unite. Whenever we see the word one in the Bible, it would be normal for us to see it as a singular word. If I were to come around and ask for each and every one of us to define one, a lot of us would say, yeah, that's one. It's a singular word. It means one person. But according to Scripture, it isn't defined just singular. The word one in Hebrew is the word ephod. If you can say with me, ephod. And when someone that understands the word ephod, they don't just look at it as a singular word, but they look at it as a plural word that becomes singular. The word ephod in Hebrew literally means a compound unit, which means when two or three come together to form one. I'll explain it. Many of us might say one person or one tree and $1, but the word one person is compound of the mind, the body, and the soul. So when the mind and the body and the soul compound together, they form one individual. If you were to eliminate the soul or the body of one person, then they stop to becoming a person. It is important that the mind, the body, and the soul are compounded to form that individual. One tree, if we look at a tree, the tree is compounded of the roots, the stump, and the branches. Again, if you were to eliminate one of them, then it stops to exist because it is formed by those three. And $1 isn't just a dollar. It could also be broken into four quarters or 100 pennies. But when they come together, they form $1. You know, what's amazing about the Scripture, that in the Scripture it says that our Lord God is one. And the word there, one, is a compound unit. We serve one God that exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they form one. So whenever we look at the word one, it isn't necessarily singular, but it can mean a company or a compound becoming one. There's power when we get together. There's power when we all come into one mind to accomplish one goal. A pastor in Chicago said that if you want to run fast, then you go by yourself. But if you want to go far, then you bring somebody with you. I can reach a certain level, but if I'm connected to someone, then I can go further. The Bible says that one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. There is a blessing in multiplication whenever we combine to someone else. Isn't it amazing that there's an anointing that is released whenever we come into a community? I love the word community because it entitles that a group of people, no matter what their race is, no matter what their gender is, if they come together, they form a community. There is power in community. There is power when you become a unit. I said this in the first service and I'll say it again. When I was single, it was a great time of my life. I didn't have to go and ask anybody where I was going. If the Lord would open the door to preach somewhere, I didn't have to check in with anyone. But that was a good time. But can I be real here today? When I got married, when the Lord presented my beautiful wife, if I was anointed then, that's awesome. But if when I connected with her, I doubled in anointing because there's power when you come together. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 24, that is why a man shall leave his father and mother and is united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Two people become one. It is so powerful, the word ephod, or so powerful, the word ephod, or there is so much anointing and unity that God said when a man and a woman come together, God makes a, he procreates and does an internal being by just that connection. Isn't that amazing that the act of a man and a woman coming together forms an eternal being? The act of community God honors and God blesses. When you come together, God blesses you. I'm here to talk a little bit about community. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, he said, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree upon earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Can I let you know a secret? God is saying, Jesus is saying here, that if you want your prayers answered, that if you want God to operate in your, whatever it is that you need God to operate, that you connect to somebody. Because if you connect to somebody, the anointing that's on the individual now comes upon you. And God said he will answer anything if we come together and agree. I don't know about you, but I came to see God today. I didn't come to see anybody. I came to connect to somebody because I need God. How many people in this house need God? If you can grab somebody next to you and tell them, I need to connect with you because I need God to do something in my life. A lot of our prayers isn't answered because we come to God in a singular way. And God said, if you were to just to connect with somebody, I'll cause a breakthrough in your situation. If you need a miracle at home, if you need a miracle in your family, God said, connect to somebody and I'll open up the heavens and bless your home. I am a product of my mom connecting to me. I remember when I was 15 years old, I told God, I don't want to serve you no more. I'm going to just do whatever I want to do. I was young and really didn't have any wisdom. I was immature. Actually, God spoke to my aunt, and my aunt then relayed the message and said, I'm going to use you throughout the nations. I'm going to take you to preach around the world. I looked at her. I said, you must have got it mistaken. God made a mistake. I'm not the individual that he's going to send. And I remember being so stubborn to the point that I told her, I need you to tell God to go find somebody else. Was that a mistake? Because, you know, I could have impressed my aunt at that moment, but I don't impress God with those words. Because whenever God focuses his eye on an individual, there's no one that can change his mind. And we give God glory. But at the age of 15, decided to do whatever I wanted to do. Got into a lot of things that I should have never got into. I remember I would come home at 4 in the morning and I would be under the influence of drugs and alcohol. And I remember many, many mornings at 4 in the morning, that would be my mother's praying time. And I would come in and I would be completely intoxicated. And my mother would get up from her from her bed at 4 a.m. And for some reason, she would go right next to where I was. We had a pretty large home. She could have prayed everywhere if she wanted to pray, but she decided to pray right next to me. She would grab her anointing jar and look and grab it and put it upon my forehead and say, the society sees you as someone that's intoxicated. Society sees you as a drug user, but I see you as a man of God. And she would lay hands on my forehead and speak to me and say, you will be a prophet. You will be a man of God. You will be used from the Lord. Her anointing connected to me, and it was just a matter of time that I recognized who God wanted me to become. There is power when you unite. There is power when you unite. You can unite to somebody weak, but if you got strength, you become even stronger, and they become stronger. Like a chain. A chain has weak links, but it becomes a solid chain when it all comes together. I love community because when we're united, we become strong as one. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, where it talks about a three-strand is not easily broken because there's power in community. There's power when we come together. There's a lot of stories that I can talk about in Scripture that relay this message, but I want to use one specific one where it's in the Old Testament, where the people of Israel were in war with the Amalekites. If you don't know the story, I'll explain it in a little bit. And it talks about that God was going to give Moses the victory to a war that they were going through. But the command was that Moses had to keep their hands lifted. The moment that he lifted up his hands, then God would give them the victory. But if he were to drop his hands, then they would lose the battle, or they would be losing in the battle. And the story continues to explain that as he kept his hand raised, that God gave them the victory. And I said last service, that itself is a different message. If you worship God and you keep your hands lifted in the midst of the trial, if you keep your hand lifted in the midst of the darkness, God will give you the victory. But the Bible says that he got tired. His hands were lifted and he was getting the victory, but he got tired and out of nowhere his hands dropped. But thank God that he was connected to someone. Thank God there were other two that were there as well. And the Bible says that the other two got on one side and the other one got on the other side. And when he got tired, he lifted up the hands of the man of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm here to be connected to somebody that when they get tired, I'll hold you up. When they feel like they can't anymore, I'm going to hold you up, because I know that I might be not tired right now, but there's gonna be a moment where I need you to hold my hand up. So they held the hands up of the man of God. It is amazing that there was somebody that he was connected to. Isn't it awesome that when you come to church sometimes and you feel like you can't anymore, you come to the body, the community of believers, and you just step into the atmosphere and someone gives you an encouraging word that says, ooh, I got to keep on going. That you hear a worship song that just lifts you right back up again. Like today, the amazing chorus and the minister brought us to the presence of God, and their anointing came upon the congregation. And if there was anybody that was sick, it gave them strength because we came into a community of worship. There's power when we come together. David, in the scriptures that we just read in Psalm 133, speaks about that. Actually, this is a man of God. He's almost ending his life. He's almost ending his life. He's getting a little older, and he's seen a lot of things throughout his ministry and throughout his kingdom. And still, he shouts out the word. After seeing so many things, he still shouts out the word, behold. After seeing so many things, he still says, behold. And the word behold in that context is ide. Say ide. Ide means you don't want to miss this. So King David screams out, you don't want to miss this. Because he knew there was a revelation in what was about to occur. And he tells them, you don't want to miss this. Can you look at somebody and say, you don't want to miss this? And he says that when brothers and sisters unite, it is like the ointment upon the head of the priest. It is like oil coming down upon the head. He said, you don't want to miss this, because when you come together in unity, it is like anointing coming down on your head. And what's amazing is that if it rains in this place, if it rains here, I guarantee that everybody's going to get wet. When the anointing comes down upon the head, and if you're connected to that man of God or that woman of God, if you're connected to somebody, the anointing will come upon their head and also come upon you. I don't know about you, but I want to be connected to Shiloh, because whatever God releases over this ministry will also come upon me. I know I minister in the assemblies of God over there, but I want to be connected to this ministry as well, because I know that whatever God is pouring down upon this ministry will also come upon me. I don't care if I'm at the toes, because the oil has to drop down. I don't care if it's just some crumbs, because I'm going to get some if I'm connected, if I'm part of the community. If I'm connected, there is anointing when you get together. There's a sense of multiplication when you come together. One can chase 1,000, but 2, 10,000. So there is a multiplication when you come together. I'm finishing now, and I'll conclude with this. This is one of my favorite stories. I love sharing this. I want to talk a little bit about the red oak tree and the palm trees. I'm from Puerto Rico. I love the Caribbean. There's a lot of palm trees in Florida. In warmer climate, there's palm trees. And one of the things about the palm trees is that they're known for their roots. They're known for their roots. Actually, there has been palm trees that their roots go as far as miles long. Because what they do is that the roots tries to find a body of water so that it can receive nutrients from that body of water. That itself is a different message as well. The roots looking for the word, the water, you know, because it gives them strength. They'll keep searching until they find that water. And that is why, that would explain why when the storm or the hurricanes that are down south in Florida and in the Caribbean comes, that the palm tree gets hit by these winds. And what they do is they go all the way down, but they fling right back up again. The wind might hit them and they might tilt a little bit, but their roots keep them grounded. And that's awesome. And I'm not here to really talk a little bit. I'm going to talk about palm trees, because I'm not necessarily a palm tree. There are times that my roots don't extend that far, but I am here to talk about the red oak tree. The red oak tree, it's a different type of tree that's found in the forest, and it is also a large tree, but its characteristics is that its roots only extend 3 feet in the ground. And scientists question themselves and say, how is it possible that when the hurricane or when the wind comes, doesn't knock it down? Because in order for it to stay up, it needs to have profound roots. But here is what the red oak tree does. The red oak tree isn't really about going deep in the ground. It's more about extending its roots sideways. They extend to the left and they extend to the right. They'll extend backwards and they'll extend forwards. What the reason why they're extending themselves is because they're looking for other old red oak trees to connect their roots. So that way, whenever the wind pushes, whenever the hurricane blows, now the hurricane isn't fighting against just one person or just one tree, but it's fighting against a whole forest. Oh, I don't know about you, but when somebody tries to come against me, he needs to know I don't come alone. I'm connected to somebody that whatever the wind pushes, it will hold me up. Whenever I'm weak, it will strengthen me, because the anointing that's on that person comes on me. whenever we connect, whenever we come together, whenever we shake hands, whenever we encourage ourselves, their anointing, their happiness, their blessing transmit to the individual through the power of community. There is power in community. And the person that was telling this story stated that I can show you red oak trees in the forest that died years ago, but the ones that are alive still doesn't let them go. That's the power of community. That whenever we go through difficulties, whenever we're down and we feel like we're all out about it, that person is there to encourage us, to strengthen us, to bless us. Because there's power when we come in community. There's power when we become one. Reverend Armstrong is doing an amazing thing from the Lord. He reached out to us and said, I feel from God that it's time to unite our cultures and unite our churches. And I believe that whatever God is going to do now in America, throughout the world, will start through us. How many believe that? That as the world tries to separate us, as the world tries to segregate us, we become one and we become stronger so that they know that we are one family. They might title us as minorities, but God is with us and we're connected together to bless the name of the Lord. There's power when we come together. There's power whenever we are in form of a community. Reverend Armstrong and this church is doing an amazing thing because they're doing something that the enemy does not want us to do, and that is become ephod, become a compound unit. And if we're going to reach this city, I love this city. I was born in Puerto Rico but raised here since the 8 months old, and this is my city. And if we're going to do something great for the Lord in this city, we need to come together and become one. I want to thank you for this time. Remember this power when we come together. Remember this power when we connect to Christ. He is our life source. He is who gives us our nutrients. If we were to disconnect the branches from the tree, the fruit of it and everything would die. So we are to get connected and become part of one community. But more importantly, is that we connect with Christ. Thank you for this time. Praise the Lord. You can tell me. God bless you.